This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thank you for all you do. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, joining us right now from the Underground USA podcast and discussion group is Frank Silvato. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
I had to throw in a discussion group because I think you put that in your... Yeah. All right, let's talk about the pledge and then we'll get going. You ready?
Sounds good.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great, great, great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'm going to start by saying condolences go out to the president and his family on the loss of his brother. Losing a loved one is tragic, and I know he and his brother were close, so our condolences from the show to the Trump family.
Absolutely. You know, losing a sibling is a life event. Whether you're the president of the United States, a steel worker, a firefighter, or anybody else, losing a sibling is a life event. So condolences to him, and he's in our thoughts and prayers.
Now, briefly, it was a very volatile weekend across the country. 17 police officers were hurt in Chicago. 2 were hit by bricks in Portland and hurt. And another half dozen or so were injured, 3 were shot in Cedar Park, Texas, where they are recuperating in the hospital right now. Nothing, as far as I know, is life-threatening. And a gunman and 3 hostages are holed up inside a house at that address where the police officers went to. But Philadelphia, Cincinnati, New York City, Chicago, wow. And Cincinnati, by the way, they went nuts. 18 people shot, 4 people killed.
Yeah, this has to end. And it's the responsibility of the mayors and the city councils in these locations to make it end. I know the people like Lightfoot in Chicago, and you know, they like to blame the president for the discontent that's happening in the streets. That's irrelevant whether people are happy with the president or not. When you have people shooting 18, 20, 26, when you have people dying every weekend at double digits, that's your responsibility to stop that carnage. So to people like Lori Lightfoot in Chicago, you know, talk about the prime opportunity for a recall. That should be what the people of Chicago are trying to do, not because she's Democrat or Republican, but because Chicagoans are getting slaughtered in the streets.
Mm-hmm. Now, Nancy Pelosi is calling back the House of Representatives to vote on the USPS funding bill, which, by the way, they technically are funded until October of next year.
Yeah, this is showboat politics in a disingenuous format. When they can go on vacation, when she can get back on her jet and stir up some martinis and go back to San Francisco, when people are hurting and businesses are suffering because of the coronavirus epidemic and the shutdowns that the government is mandating on people, but she can come back to make sure that ballots are cast so she can have a power grab? That's unacceptable on every level. We've talked about this before. Progressives and Democrats are two different animals.
Mm-hmm.
And why the Democrats aren't standing up to push the progressives like Nancy Pelosi out of power in Congress and across the country, I don't understand. Because she looks down her nose at moderate Democrats as if they're peons. It's unbelievable. Now is the time to do it. Good Democratic people. Let's get the progressives out of your party.
Yeah. And the other thing is, we know that right now Tlaib came out and said that she was not going to sign, she voted against, rather, the Democratic platform. I wonder how many other members of the squad are in there because they're not talking, or Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, I'm going to bet all of them. You know, they don't believe that going socialist is far enough. They want to go full-blown communist. You know, when you have people like Pelosi and Schumer and the usual suspects of the progressive, of the Democratic left, they're nudging people. The Clintons nudged people to the left, and they've been, you know, making people comfortable with it before they cemented it into things, moving incrementally to the left towards socialism.
Mm-hmm.
The progressives saw the goal line, and they're sprinting for it. They're blowing by socialism at 100 miles an hour going straight for communism.
And finally, before we go to break, the CNN poll came out, and Trump and Biden are tied in 15 battleground states. Hello, come in.
You know, I just can't help but think that CNN wants to call it a close call so they can say that Biden's going to pull away as November comes.
I'm sure that's their game plan.
You know, I mean, so it's so transparent, I don't even know where to begin. CNN stopped being a news source and started being an entertainment channel about the end of the Bush administration.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, Frank and I are going to talk about the eligibility to be the president or the vice president of the United States, the discussion that started up last week about the birther issue again, and we're going to put all that to sleep with something that you haven't heard, and the last time you heard it was 4 years ago on this radio show. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss spelled M-A-U-S. And when the factories were slowing production and dealerships were running out of inventory, Dave Moss was out buying vehicles. Yep, Moss Nissan and Moss Acura, he went on a buying spree. And now with over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from, Moss has the largest selection in the state. Now, before you buy elsewhere, go see Moss, M-A-U-S. They'll have the vehicle you want that the other guys might not. And their goal is to never lose your business over price either, with many favorable financial programs, including the 0% loans with approved credit. And Moss Nissan in Crystal River just received Nissan's prestigious Award of Excellence. Way to go, team! Now, if you're searching for a new improved service experience, You Serve, You Save applies with a 20% discount to all active duty military, veterans, first responders, and now that includes pastors and faith workers. In addition, Moss service departments handle all makes and all models. Now, the choice is simple, the choice is clear, the choice is here. Moss Nissan and Acura, Newport Richey, Crystal River, and now Florida Avenue in Tampa with Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, you are going to get another $500 off your vehicle purchase, new or certified pre-owned. All right, Frank Silvato is with us. Now, Frank, you are with Underground USA, which is a podcast and a discussion group on Facebook. But before this, you did extensive research with an outfit called Basics Project. We talked about that for, I don't know, probably 10 years on the program, maybe a little bit more than that. But one of the things you did was you talked about the eligibility of the president. We got into this extensively with Barack Obama when people were going, oh, he's not eligible, he can't run, oh, he just says that. But you and I found out some things that were totally different, didn't we?
Yeah. I was executive director of Basics Project for over a decade. We studied constitutional literacy and progressivism, among other things. What we found out was, even though you have your qualifications outlined in the Constitution, which are sacrosanct, there is no way, there's no mechanism that the framers left us in the Constitution for vetting those qualifications. If you want to run for president and you have your paperwork, there's no one that you hand your paperwork to except the leadership of your political party.
Right.
And that political party, by charter, and both of them, we've read and studied the charters of both parties, there's nothing in there about like about turning over that information to the public. They don't have to, and they don't.
Yep.
So whether Kamala Harris is a native born or natural born,
mm-hmm.
it's a moot point.
Yep.
Because there's no way to vet it legally.
Mm-hmm.
So even going back to Barack Obama, when we talked about this all along, the birther issue was a non-starter at the very beginning because there's no legal way to vet the information. All that can happen is in the public square, and that doesn't mean jack when it comes to the nomination because the party controls that. So this idea that they want to start this again with Kamala Harris is they need to run away from that strategy
mm-hmm.
at as fast as they possibly can because it's political suicide. They will bring up Barack Obama's birth certificate again and talk about the far right. They will bring up and make ammunition out of the alt-right again.
Yep.
And they will weaponize DACA.
Yep.
Because by definition, Kamala Harris is a dreamer.
Yep.
An anchor baby. She will thump that drum from now until 7 o'clock on election day in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a political, it is political suicide. It is a poor political strategy to be trying to dig up this argument again. You can't go anywhere with it. There's no way to vet it. You want to change this? That's great. You got to get Congress together, or you have to have a convention of the states to ratify a new amendment to the Constitution to put in a vehicle that can vet the qualifications for a president. Make the Library of Congress hold it. Whatever you want to do. But you can't pass a law to do it. You can't do an executive order to do it. And right now, for this election, no one can vet it but the parties. So, Republican Party, please get off this birther thing with Kamala Harris. I beg you.
Yep. And all the rumors started up again after an article appeared written by Professor John Eastman. Over the weekend, Steve Cortez, a Trump advisor and a fellow broadcaster from a Salem affiliate in Chicago, you know them well, WIND, Kamala Harris's eligibility is case closed, according to him. But Congressman Adam Kinzinger, also from Illinois, said it's time to ditch the conspiracy theories and denounced the people that started it, and he called them QAnon.
Yeah, QAnon. I don't denounce anybody but people who want to burn buildings down and commit violence in the street. If it's a political discourse you want to have, you have the right under the First Amendment to say what you want to with politics. But do your research. Do your research and pick your arguments wisely.
Yep.
The birther argument was not a wise argument. It was a horrible argument because no one saw it all the way through to the end.
Right.
When you're a political strategist, you have to see that strategy through the end and into the repercussion of the ending. And the people who pushed the birther movement did not think it through. Don't make the same mistake twice. It hurt us last time.
Yep. Yep, and by the way, it would take a constitutional amendment to the amendment that's already there that describes what we're talking about, correct?
Yes, you can't just pass a law on this.
No. Nope.
It can't be a resolution, it can't be a law, it can't be an executive order. The parties could change their platforms, but why would they? It doesn't make their charters.
Yep.
Why would they?
Yep.
It doesn't serve their purpose to be able to manipulate what they want.
Yep.
So they won't.
Now, you and I talked about this one during the break, and here it comes. Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, a member of the squad, has called for unrest on the streets. She's calling for an outright assault on all those who support President Trump, including senators, congressmen, governors, local politicians, and private citizens, to be targeted by phone calls, email, and protests in front of their homes.
Yeah, she used two words there that are incendiary. Unrest in the streets
an all-out assault.
Yep.
And I don't care who you are to try and spin that as, oh, she wasn't promoting violence. You have to suspend disbelief in order to go down that line.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows what she was talking about. You have to be intellectually stunted not to hear that dog whistle.
Yep, and she should be getting a visit from our Secret Service folks.
She should be censured.
Mm-hmm.
She should be. There should be action on the chamber floor that censures her for what she said. But they don't have the courage to do it.
No.
That's how out of line politics has gotten today on the national level. It is slash and burn politics. So caustic. I've never seen it like this before.
Mm-hmm. No, it's totally unbelievable as to what we're going through. You know, Kamala Harris may have a bigger problem than what we're talking about here, because over the weekend, again, another poll surfaced that say that one-third of the blacks will not support her because she's not an African-American.
No, you can't come out and say that you're a Cherokee Indian and expect to get the Cherokee vote. I think Elizabeth Warren figured that one out pretty fast. And you can't come out and say that you're black when you're Jamaican. You know, she is, Kamala Harris, her father was Jamaican, her mother was East Indian. Neither was a citizen of the United States when she was born in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So she's an Islander, and a mix of Islander and East Indian. That mm-hmm. doesn't make her African American, because there's no Africa involved there unless it's generations removed. As a matter of fact, her Jamaican father and East Indian mother, the family down there owned slaves. I don't know why that's not in the news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen the dais for it. Mm-hmm. They owned quite a few on the plantation.
Yeah.
But she's got enough going on with her past performance and her stances and her flip flops. Mm-hmm. And her extreme liberalism, that's what we should be attacking her on.
Yep. And finally, as luck would have it and fate would have it, of all people to step in to help, former mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, stepped in, guaranteed that there would be the money and the wherewithal to do whatever it took to get the memorial lights lit in New York City. When de Blasio said, well, we don't have the manpower to do it, we don't have the money, Bloomberg guaranteed it, Tunnel to Towers guaranteed the manpower, and we are going to have our memorial as we normally do.
I will give Bloomberg that one and say thank you as a former firefighter. Those lights should always go on.
Amen. Okay, we'll talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast and discussion group. And always a pleasure to talk to him. And we'll be right back with that sports guy. And good morning, Godfather. How the heck are you? And everybody in the chat room. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Postmaster General has just been invited to testify before Congress about operational changes that can slow down deliveries as millions of Americans vote by mail this fall. Many consider that option safer because of COVID-19. Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders on NBC's Meet the Press.
What you are witnessing is a president of the United States who is doing everything he can to suppress the vote, make it harder for people to engage in mail-in balloting at a time when people will be putting their lives on the line by having to go out to a polling station and vote.
Trump campaign advisor Jason Miller on ABC's This Week.
Fact of the matter is we've seen universal mail-in voting has been a disaster. And to go try to rush this, everyone remembers the hanging chads in Florida in 2000. Imagine that in 10 or 15 states across the country.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And again, she's in Carrollton, Georgia, right there, probably right about now, working a horse stable with her dad. With her husband, Don, and they are getting it all set up and ready to go for another day at the Double D Stables, the Double D Ranch, and just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Patrick Hyland, the sports quarterback from the Sports Zone, is brought to you by Balance of Nature. And if you need a little bit more pep in your step, not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and who does, not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, and who does, then I got a great deal for you. It's called Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, which is what I'm taking. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. All you got to do is go to their website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, good morning, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Matt Bruce. How are you today, sir?
Not too bad, but you got some bad news out there for the NCAA and anybody that thinks there's going to be college sports. Yesterday, the NCAA's top doctor cast a lot of doubt on whether or not there'd be any college sports at all this fall.
Yeah, it's sad, Captain. It's not looking very good at all. I wish they'd kind of hold off on these decisions and these comments till we see how everything pans out. I mean, why don't we just do like a postponement till October the 1st to see how things are and see if we can do maybe a 6 or 8 game schedule for college football. We'll just talk about college football right now. And then you know, are you going to have college football mixing in with college basketball in January when all the dust settles with this? And then expect the kids to come back in August to play a full football season. That's a lot of games within a year's time for these college kids. I don't know what's going to transpire here. I wish they would just hold off on making decisions in these comments before it all transpires. You know, pro ball, NFL looks like they're on course just to continue, Captain. You know, they're all in training camp. They're going to put the pads on across the country and get ready. September 10th, Thursday night special will be the first game of the year when the Kansas City Chiefs will be playing the Houston Texans if everything goes accordingly. And then the big game will be the New Orleans Saints at home against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 4:25. Everybody's going to tune in to that, see Brady against Breeze. So we'll see what happens in the way of pro football. And then obviously college football is way up in the air. But how about baseball, Captain? That seems to be in full gear.
The hottest team in Major League Baseball right now, I do believe, is our hometown Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, the Rays are playing very well. They won a doubleheader yesterday. What an exciting way to win it. They won on a 3-run homer by Brandon Lau to win 3-2. And then Willy Adames hit a home run. Excuse me, folks. Home run and overtime to win 7-5, overtime extra innings. I was interested to see if they, in the eighth inning, Captain, if they were going to put a guy on second, because they're playing seven inning games on Sundays now, or when they do doubleheaders.
Yeah.
So, but they did. And I was curious if you could put a pinch runner in two, and it looks like I don't think you can unless both coaches decide to go with the players they had. Some real changes that we all would like to get some more clarity on. And I was watching some of the baseball games. I mean, I just don't know why we don't go to automation, Captain, on balls and strikes, because these guys are calling balls off the plate, up by the guy's chest, up by their ankles. I mean, they're unhittable pitches. And I don't know. I'd like to see that change. I'm sure the audience would, too. I just want to see a true, fair contest. Why not let technology work for us instead of against us? So,
well, that's true.
And then, you know, and then how about Chase Elliott?
Yeah.
Wins NASCAR Cup race, Daytona Road Course. Kind of an interesting course there up in Daytona. And congratulations to Chase Elliott. And the other thing that I'm real happy about, I know a lot of people that like pro football witnesses, Alex Smith. He was from Utah, first round draft choice of the San Francisco 49ers. Then he went to Kansas City. And then, Patrick Mahomes just kind of took over there, and then he went to Washington with the Washington Football Club now. And he broke his leg real bad, Captain, real bad. He had to do some serious major surgery. Didn't think he'd ever play football again. And he's been cleared to play. So good luck to him, and we wish him well. So, and then last but not least, hockey. That is really starting to heat up. And another hot team, the Tampa Bay Lightning, okay? They're playing some inspired hockey. The Boston Bruins goalie, just out of nowhere, Captain, says, you know what? I'm gonna go be with my family. I'm gonna leave.
Wow.
That was kind of abrupt. Yeah, I was surprised at that out of nowhere. He just made that decision. You gotta respect everybody's decisions. I just, the timing was not the greatest, I'm sure, for a lot of, you know, situations. And then we'll make one comment about the NBA. The Commissioner Silver, you know, endorses an annual play-in series for the NBA. You know, I kind of like that, too. I wish all pro sports, Captain, would go into more of a playoff system, play into the playoff system, and just make it more exciting. I think it would make all the games, you know, leading up to that very interesting. But that's just my opinion. The one thing about college football that everybody enjoys is if you lose more than one game, you're probably out of winning it all. And if you lose one, you might be out of it. So every week, you better come to play and you better win in college football. And it's going to be wild to see what they're going to do with that. We'll segue back to that, Captain.
Well, I don't doubt any of that at all, but I think that they're digging a big hole for themselves here because they've already got a problem with the kneeling bit for the national anthem, and that's turned a lot of people off. I mean, I didn't I haven't watched a baseball game or any sporting event at all until yesterday when I accidentally flipped on the channel. I went by the channel and they were playing. I went, oh, okay, I'll watch it for a little bit. And I got interested. It was about the fourth inning and the game went back and forth and the Rays came back and they won the game. I mean, and I didn't realize that they'd won the first game because I missed the first game. But it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, here's the thing, Captain. And that's a great thing you just said. And we talked a little bit about this on the Sports Zone on this great channel that you can check us out on Sundays from 11 to 12, talking sports. People listening now who love sports, tune us in and feel free to call in. We're a good, fun show, and we entertain everybody who likes to call in. And it has to be one way or the other, Captain. You want to knock Tim Tebow for kneeling because you think that might offend people? Okay, you want to take that stance, that's fine. But then when it's the other side of the coin, when you take a knee and offend people, then you have to take the same position and same stance. And I don't see that happening in our culture and our society. And that's where I think the biggest problem is, Captain, the hypocrisy of things. And then you wouldn't have these problems. Either let them both occur, and then people say, well, they're letting them do it, but we get to do our thing, or neither one of us can do our thing, and that's the way it is. One way or the other, Captain, just let me know. Isn't that what this country was really built upon and what you fought for, being a soldier? Am I pretty accurate?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad. It's really sad, Captain. I just wish we could all just see that and just work together.
Well, tell us.
That's what's great about the work.
Tell us what it is, Captain, you do.
Well, I help people out with their insurances every day, Captain, from Medicare to life insurance. You know, you buy a home. A lot of people are doing that. You refinance. You need to look at protecting that investment also. So give me a call. There's a lot of things I can do to help you out, to plan for your future, look over your insurance paperwork to make sure you have the best available plans for yourself. So please feel free to call me, Patrick Hyland, at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Or this might be easier for people to remember, P. Hyland. That's P-H-I-G-H-L-A-N-D at netzero.com, N-E-T-Z-R-O.com. And just email me, send me a little line that you'd like me to discuss some insurance issues with you and see how I can be of help. Captain, always a pleasure. God bless you. Take care. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you real soon.
Talk to you on Friday. Okay, he'll be back on Friday to talk with us. That's Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. By the way, pizzerias across the U.S. are struggling with shortages of pepperoni, and the price has skyrocketed. Your pepperoni pizza is going to cost you more money. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
I'm not on the ballot this far, but make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you hear that music, you know it's going to be time for the beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, anywhere in the country. Give them a call, find out what they're all about. Today, Monday, it'll be partly sunny with some afternoon scattered thunderstorms. The winds will be out of the southwest, about 5 to 10 this morning. Smooth, pretty much smooth starting out. And then the seas this afternoon, 10 to 15 mile an hour winds out of the southwest. Seas will go 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. The Gulf water temperatures at 90 degrees. The Bay water temperature stands at 89 degrees. And we had our high tide at 3:27 a.m. Our low tide is coming at 6:23 a.m. Now, Freedom Boat Club will tell you, there is nothing better for your health than a beautiful day out on the water. And Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. So since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. Load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D and have a great time on the water with your friends and family while you sun sanitize too. Now the beauty of Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up some of that beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. Now, they've got 232 locations across America, 3 in Canada, 3 in France. Yep, I said France. Parlez-vous français? And here in Tampa Bay, we are the largest franchise of all of them. 509 boats, 30 ports to choose from. And I'm telling you, you can have a ball, y'all, out on the water. So again, the number to call, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, or go to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to love it, love it, love it. Now, the White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, said that the president will not interfere with anyone voting in a legitimate way, but insists that states aiming to make universal mail-in voting available this fall just won't work. Now, Meadows added that the U.S. Postal Service will not dismantle any mail sorting machines between now and Election Day. What they do, and what has been misrepresented, is they actually do maintenance on the machines that they have to use for Christmas push, which starts about the middle to end of September and does not stop until New Year's Day. I know because I've hauled the mail over the years with my trucks, and we were out there hauling mail, and we were busier than a one-armed paper hanger in the middle of all of that, always. Now, Jared Kushner has said he's absolutely going to send his kids to school this fall. And the good news for Florida, and I don't think you heard it reported anywhere, was the new COVID-19 cases in Florida took a deep dive over the weekend. Deep dive, which is good news for Florida. And it's showing that what we're doing is working, which, again, I had no doubts. But the media was trying to make it look like, well, Florida doesn't know what they're doing. Look at this. Look at that. Sure. Give me a break. By the way, Governor Tate dismissed the COVID-19 threat in his schools in his state. And Yale's COVID-19 saliva test got an okay from the Federal Food and Drug Administration. Yale, they have a COVID-19 saliva test. By the way, the census, which is alive and well and out there going on right now, 20% of American families say that they are short on food. That's a shame. South Korea, by the way, accused a church pastor of helping to spread COVID-19 as cases started to surge in South Korea by holding church services to packed houses. By the way, Governor Cuomo of New York, who tried to take credit for getting the 9/11 light tribute back in order, says that New York State health workers will supervise the annual 9/11 health tribute. Yep, sure they will. 10 people in a pod, 6 feet apart, that's what they're going to do, all that sort of nonsense, but there you go. Now, Texas testing dropped as the schools are now reopening, preparing for football, high school football, that is. Mr. Navarro, one of our favorite Trump people, said 500 million vaccine doses will be as ready as soon as January of 2021. By the way, Dr. Fauci's at it again. Wait till you hear this. Dr. Fauci blamed Tucker Carlson for the coronavirus crazies that are going on around. Wonderful. I think you need to look no further than Dr. Fauci for to want to blame somebody with something. That's just me, but then what do I know? And the South Dakota governor opted out of Trump's $300 unemployment bonus, saying that we're going back to work. She's a real Sharpie. Keep your eyes on her. Representative Ron Johnson said that Andrew McCabe, the deputy assistant FBI director, should have been indicted for what he did. I totally agree. James Clyburn says the in-person vote that's being pushed by the administration signs a death warrant for many. Get a grip, Clyburn. Get a grip. And again, Mr. Navarro said the Dems want the United States Postal Service to be their own personal ballot harvesting service. We'll see. And, of course, the president did say that the United States Postal Service, as it currently operates, could not handle a universal mail-in voting, along with the Christmas rush all going out at the same time. We'll see. Rudy Giuliani said that Joe Biden's knowledge that he's kowtowing to China is the dumbest thing of the year. And the NSA chief, Mr. O'Brien, decried China and nations adverse to the U.S. Where that's going to go, I don't know. By the way, New York erupted into a violent war zone over the weekend. When we came on the air, 62 people had been shot, 14 had been killed. Also, in Cincinnati, 4 people killed, 18 people shot. Also, shootings in Philadelphia where 5 people were wounded in a shooting at a gathering of young people in Philadelphia. Goodness sakes. And, of course, Chicago, we haven't even talked about Chicago, but I'm sure it was interesting there, too. By the way, Nancy wants a House committee, House of Representatives committee, to listen to testimony from United States Postal Service supervisors about why they might have a problem trying to get ballots sent back and forth through the mail in a timely manner. So we'll see what happens. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better and Joe Biden was maintaining about a 6-point lead over Donald Trump, along comes a CNN poll where Trump and Biden are tied in 15 battleground states. Talked about in hour number one. And you can hear more about that in the programs coming up today because they'll wake up and start talking about it. All righty. The Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition is done. And I will be back tonight with more. And don't forget to check out my friends Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. I will see you all tonight on the radio. God bless America. Stay safe.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.